yard line and salvages about 4 yards in that play, brings up a 3rd and 6, which is much more manageable than 3rd and long, but still a ways to go against this ugly front.
Sure is. Anthony Sweeney again on the play to clean up the mess.
3rd and 6 from the USA 49-yard line. The ball nearly touching midfield, which is, of course, is the historic USA red, white, and blue center field line. 9:15, third quarter left, 16-0. USA trails with the ball, and it's a pitch out to Miller Wise, and he's out for the right, has the first down. He's at the 40-yard line of ugly territory, and finally brought down at the 38 by the quarterback of Ubley, Jeffrey Wright, brought him down, as well as number 30, Evan Blanc, in the tag team there. It's a 1st and 10 for the USA Patriots inside Bearcat territory. They're knocking on the door. I should say they're walking up the sidewalk about to knock on the door.
I'm really liking what USA is doing so far outside of the penalty. Ryan Miller-Wise takes the pitch, very patient in the backfield, waits for his block, busts through the line for a nice gain, giving USA a fresh set of downs.
1st and 10, in between the hash marks of the Ubley 38 is the USA offense. Receiver wide to the left, wing on either side, a man in the backfield. It's a pitch out to the right, into the hands of number 10, Aaron Sines. He dives in behind the end, down to the 37-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 2, brings up 2nd and 8, just inside the right hash, left to right across your radio for USA.
Scott Shepard in on a tackle there for that ugly Bearcat defense.
12-0, Harbor Beach leads Vassar at the end of the first quarter.
Harbor Beach takes the lead 12-0 with 1 minute to go in the first over Vassar.
2nd and 8 now for USA. With 8 minutes left in the third quarter here. Tanner Fuller looking to pass. He sees a hole right through the middle of the line, and he gets all the way across for the first down. Close to the first down stick. The sideline judge here has him down to the 28-yard line, which will be more than enough for the first down. And he picks up 9 yards on that, and it's going to be a first down for USA. That hole right through the middle of the line, that's like a parking spot in Naples, Florida. That was wide.
Logan Lemke, the tackler for the Ubley Bearcat defense.
1st and 10 for USA. In between the hash marks, left to right across your radio. Receiver wide each way. Aaron Sines to the left. Miller Wise to the right. Man in the backfield. Tanner Foley under center. Looking to pass, the screen pass isn't there. He scrambles, keeps it for himself, and he starts to scramble forward. And now we are playing rugby. Down to the 27-yard line, a gain of 2 yards on the play. For Tanner Foley on the scramble, a little bit of a broken play there as his receivers were not running the right route, it almost appears. And now 2nd and 8 for the Patriots.
Well, he did the right thing, Clark. The receiver wasn't open. Great coverage over there by number 17, Freddie Palace, senior defensive back for Ubley Bearcats. Logan Lemke in on the tackle. Tanner Foley nowhere to go. Just fall forward and take your short game when you can.
2nd and 8 from the 29-yard line. 2 wide each way. 1 man in the backfield. Foley under center. And USA is starting to change up their offense as they look like a completely different team here in the second half. And just as I say that, Ubley comes through for the sack. Rosenthal busted through right from the left and untouched and brought down Tanner Foley right from the get-go for a 5-yard loss. Now a 3rd and 14 for USA. Rosenthal barreling through.
Well, and hence, you break a team up and they go to the spread offense, not used to it. Line up. Ubley has more guys on the defensive line than USA does have on the offensive line. Nobody sees Dominic Rosenthal there. He comes through with a clean hit. Wide open hit on Tanner Foley.
3rd and 14 now for USA as they come back to a little bit more conservative. Back into their wing offense, receiver wide to the right. That's Dominic Guardian. Wings on either side. And Miller Wise in the backfield. Foley under center. Signs in motion, looking to pass. Rolling to his right is Foley. Here comes the pressure. And he has to fold. And he's scrambling now back to the line of scrimmage. Still on his feet. Maybe has a yard to the 33. And he's going to get a yard after all said and done. And it's going to bring up 4th down, about 13 yards to go for USA. And just as they got some things rolling here, they stall out in this drive. And here, Ubley coming up with the stop.
Dominic Rosenthal with a couple big tackles down the stretch for the Ubley defense, forcing a long 4th down.
aside from the fourth down, as Miller Wise comes out to punt this one, waiting at his own 3-yard line is Jeffrey Wright. Hopefully those officials on the field have a long brim on those hats, as we're starting to see some distant lightning away from USA. It's probably about 30 miles away. We can't even hear the lightning, hear the thunder. As Miller Wise's punt goes way out of the back, as he had the wind against, wind went on his back. And this one went through the back of the end zone, so Ubley will get the ball at their own 20-yard line with 5:01 left in the third, leading USA 16-0. But we saw some promising looks there from USA we did not see in the first half.
They sure did, and I don't mind them taking a chance going to the spread offense. Just the offensive line has to be on the same page and has to be able to adjust to the pressure that Ubley's just going to keep bringing until they prove they can stop it.
Strong winds left to right across your radio now. Ubley with their faces right into it here as it's shifted from behind us now to the left side of your radio. First and 10 for the Bearcats in between the hash marks on their own 20-yard line, right to left across your radio. White jerseys, black pants, black helmets, black face masks, orange stripes on the shoulders. Jeffrey Wright hands this one off to the right side of the line, breaks through out to the 24-yard line, a gain of 4. On the bottom of that pile, looks like it's Derek Brown. No, excuse me, number 23, Roman Welton.
Chandler Fritz in on another tackle for USA.
Roman Welton now accumulating quite the amount of yardage there. Looks like he has 10 carries for 44 yards in the night. Roman Welton, 10 carries, 44 yards, 2 touchdowns, averaging 4.4 a carry. Second and 6 for the Bearcats now after a 4-yard gain. And they hand this one off to Rosenthal, and USA is there to meet it. And there's going to be no gain on that play, still at the 24-yard line. And it's going to be 3rd and 6 now for the Bearcats. Ubley's defense coming, or USA's defense coming to play.
Number 54, Austin Harper, first on the scene to make the tackle for USA. Looks like has to come off after that play. I don't know if he's got a torn jersey or what's going on there, Clark.
They're pulling out the zip ties. We could have used those before the game. Number 54 on the sidelines, Austin Harper right now. On a critical 3rd and 6 here for both teams, and they hand it off, and he's going to be shy of the first down across to the 30, though. He's close to the first down marker, very close. Depending on where the sticks are, it should be a first down, if my math is correct, and yes, it is a first down for Ubley in another 1st and 10 situation for the Bearcats.
Number 75, Cole Finkbeiner making the tackle.
You'd like to think Austin Harper was needed on that play as they went right through his former position.
Yeah, just a bad luck situation there as they're working on his pads right now.
1st and 10 for the Bearcats now at the 30-yard line. And it's going to be a keeper for right around the right end. He has breakthrough of 1 tackle, spins around. He has about a 4-yard gain. And forward progress has him stopped at the 34-yard line. For a 4-yard gain. Now at this point, with a 16-point lead, Ubley, with ball control throughout the entire game here, they can continue to run the ball, get 4 yards of play, and this is almost a prevent defense.
Wow, exactly right. They've known they're getting 3, 4, 5 yards of carry. The only thing they're doing different, Clark, is just wearing down that play clock every play before they run the offense. Everything is the same other than they've slowed it down even more.
2:45 left in the third, 16-0. Ubley still leading. No score yet in the second half. And they break out Derek Brown for the. He's across midfield coming out of the. He popped out of there out of cannon, and all of a sudden he was across for about a 15-yard gain before we could even see him. And he is all the way down from the 34-yard line into USA territory, down to the 42-yard line.
Yeah, don't blink too fast, Clark. He was gone, and Dominic Garden was the only one left to slow him down, and he made the tackle in open field to stop the big gain by Derek Brown.
Derek Brown, and now in the books with a 24-yard gain, his longest of the night, with 87 yards on 12 carries. 1st and 10 for the Bearcats in USA territory off the right hash. And they hand it off to Welton, who's out for the running. He's out across the 40. Down to the 36-yard line before being stopped on the far sideline. It's a gain of 6 yards, 2nd down, 4 to go.
Tackler there, Macklin Gettle.
2 minutes remain in the third quarter, still 16-0, Ubley leading. Ubley taking their time, coming up to the line.